When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
New McCrispy Burger. Changing for the better, we're on it. Available from 10:30 a.m. at participating restaurants. See our website for details.
You're listening to AFL Nation. For 4 and 20 Pies, Australia's original fan food. And Tyre Power. Power up sale now on.
Huge day, obviously. Anzac Day, the most solemn day in Australia's calendar, of course, and footy playing its role. We are counting down the minutes to the pre-game commemoration, of course, at the MCG. 95,000 plus going to be there on this slightly overcast day in Melbourne town, but a great day for footy and a great day for Collingwood to take on Essendon. It is the AFL Nation pregame show for Beaumont Tiles. Beaumont's have everyday low prices from $19.95. Just standing by for Jack Crisp to join us before we hand it over to the crew at the MCG. Give me an OCT NOP update, please, if you wouldn't mind.
Oklahoma City Thunder, that is. And they've taken a stranglehold of this. It's the 25-point lead, 105-80. It's just been an offensive onslaught. So it's Giddy. He's got the 8 points, 3 of 7 from the field.
Has he done enough?
4 rebounds, 3 assists. Well, based on the opportunity he gets of actually getting his hands on the agate, it's hard for him to score. But he's carrying a load. He's playing his role. And down the other end, we've neglected Dyson Daniels because he hasn't played too much, and he's only played 40 seconds in this contest so far, and he's not on the floor at the moment.
It's not ideal.
But there is another Australian running around, another Australian that's highly likely to be, well, in fact, I'm saying he's a certainty to be in part of the Boomers program with our campaign in Paris.
Dyson Daniels?
Yes.
Of course you will be. Mm. The use of Josh Giddey, is he become a bit role player-ish at this team? Is he
not at the latter stage of the season. And what's happened is in the finals, they tighten up the rotations. So during the season, they'll go 11 deep, 11, 12 deep.
Yep.
But in the finals, they'll cut down to 7 or 8 sometimes. Now, this has got a bit of a margin, so it'll extend out. And in that, Giddey's minutes has been the one that's compromised. Now, he's probably going to end up playing 23, 24. In this one, only played 19 in game one. But no, he's still playing his role, Andy, and he's doing it quite well. He's a presence out there. He adds an extra dimension, and his passing is off the charts. So it's a good situation for him. And let's not forget, after this season, this is his third of his rookie contracts in the NBA are 4 years. Yeah, so he's been re-signed for that. So he's got his 4 years. And all up, those 4 years equated to just rough figures, around 20 million.
I see what mate do. He'll be okay. So he'll get by.
He's not struggling. Yeah. But after this season, he still has to play out your rookie contract, but he can sign again. And the expectations, he'll be in that sort of $120 to $160 million category.
Over what sort of period of time?
Over five. Just the five.
Nice.
Just the five.
Hang on, how much is he getting paid a year? Sorry?
It depends on where it lands.
So the 120, 140 over.
Around between 20 and, say, 30 million. Somewhere in that range is the expectation.
United States currency?
That's correct. So
how much of that's guaranteed?
One every last penny. Unless, of course, something untoward happens. But no,
that's unlikely.
No, it will not. No. So,
He just made a three, by the way. Dropped a little three bomb late in the game. He's getting to feel
it. That helps.
As you say, he's getting some burn. And he's starting to feel it. So,
nice.
There you go. Very much huge day in front of us. Obviously, we're waiting for Jack Chris. So, we can't wait to have a chat to him and look forward to this game. But the other.
And Craig McRae's coming in on Monday.
He is. That's right, he is.
So,
on the run
home. Collingwood fans, he's a. All fans, all footy fans, because they love listening to him.
That's right.
He'll be on our show for about 40 minutes on Monday.
But do not sleep on the other game today out at Marnica Oval in the nation's capital. The Greater Western Sydney Giants are down Toby Green, obviously, against the Brisbane Lions, who are in a position right now where...
Oh, Lions, it's go time.
It really better be.
It better be go time.
It needs to be.
Otherwise, you've dug yourself a hole where... finals actually start to become into question, but certainly top four, I think, becomes a stretch if they drop this one, doesn't it?
I think it does. Mm. I think it starts to become not impossible, obviously. Still a long way to go. We're relatively early in the season, but you just want to see them starting to put four quarters together. At the moment, that seems to have been their issue this season, has been to put four quarters together. And I think if you're part of their setup up there at Brisbane, that's probably what you're going to be looking forward to more than any. Hey, we can go downstairs. Jack Crisp, who's going to be a huge part of this today for the mighty Collingwood Footy Club, has been good enough to join us. Got a couple of minutes with him before we have to let him go. Hey, Jack, thanks for joining us on AFL Nation, mate. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
You've been you've performed on this day a few times now. Does it ever cease to be a really special privilege for every player that gets the opportunity to run out later on this afternoon?
Nah, it never gets lost, not on anyone at all. I'm lucky enough to, I think it's my 10th, actually.
Wow.
So I've been very privileged to be playing on this day for the last 10 years for Collingwood Football Club. I think, both clubs represent what the day is about very well. And we always make the week a very special week. And it's nothing different this week. Even with a short turnaround, we do what we can to make sure we pay our respects and understand what it's all about. By the time the siren goes, everyone is rearing to go.
Perfect.
And the players, both clubs, they do an exceptional job of it. And you guys are accustomed to playing in front of big crowds on a fairly regular basis. But with all that goes on at this particular game, when the ball bounces, does it actually become a different game than what it would be throughout the normal regular season?
I think it probably does a little bit. I think we've always spoken about, like, this day in particular in terms of football, it doesn't matter where any team is on the ladder, it always happens to be quite a great game of football. And I think part of that would be, like, obviously the big build-up and how exciting it is for everybody to be a part of. And then, all the preparation in the last hour, the last post, the silence, and then as soon as that siren goes, the roar of the crowd, I think, just gets everybody like super pumped.
Mm.
Jack, 73-point turnaround last week was imposing and really impressive the way you did it. As a group, have you taken something out of that game?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've been building towards like the Collingwood brand of football, and it was very consistent last week. We did have a bit of a slow start coming off the bye, but we were able to really get going and play a lot of football in the front half, which we like to do. And I think, our pressure was right up there again. We know that's our one wood over the last couple of years. So as long as we bring a lot of pressure and effort, we know we can get some score off the back of it.
And there's a lot of talk about the lineup that Essendon are going to go with. Now, there has been some talk off the temper text machine that there might be some changes. But if they go with all their bigs, does that change some of the strategy that you guys will be using?
No, not necessarily. Like, Port were tall last week. We always, as key defenders, we have a big emphasis on bringing the ball to ground and then turning up to obviously support them. And then up forward as well, we know we're undersized a lot of the time. So, again, if our forwards can make a contest, get the ball to ground, and then if our setup behind the attack's good enough, we can lock the ball in our forward half and give ourselves enough opportunity to score.
In your kind of role play in the lead up to this, have you spent much time on the prospect, if they go in as selected, that they might throw the four big blokes at you at various stages throughout the day?
But I think we're well prepared for that. We've got a lot of versatility with people like Howie or Bruz plays tall at times. And then obviously we've got Darcy and Billy Frampton. They will probably play those more key roles. But I guess we can chop and change as the game goes on if things aren't working. But we have the ability to play a lot of team system and not just one-on-one. So we'll be supporting each other in the air anyway.
Feels like you guys have really hit a sweet spot. Your form's back where you'd like it to be. What's been the catalyst to the change from the slow start?
Yeah, I think we probably went away from playing the kind of forward football brand a little bit. With Collingwood, when we seem to hit the ball forward or kick the ball forward, we can set up behind that and put pressure on the opposition. Whereas if we're always handballing backwards or kicking backwards, trying to find the perfect player, that invites the opposition to squeeze forward and lock the ball in their forward half. So, a little bit of skill polish as well, obviously, in there, but then the ability to go forward with the football.
Nice.
And was Bobby Hill, we've spent a fair bit of time this week talking about the selflessness of the bloke last week and he was in opportunities many times to kick goals himself, but he laid them off. How big a focus has that been off the back of that game last weekend?
Yeah, we spoke about it a fair bit, actually, and so we should. Like that, all that work is a lot of it's unrecognised as well, because he finds himself on the fat side of the ground a lot of times, where you can have a really rough day at the office. But bringing your teammates into the game and everybody celebrating as a team goal, not just a one-person goal, that's what brings everybody energy and that connection. So that's where you see the spirit keep going on. And, that just lifts guys to keep going.
Good luck today, mate. It's a huge day. It's a privilege to be there to watch it, and imagine it is for you to be able to play in it, mate. We wish you well. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Good man, Jack. Good
Jack
luck.
Jack Crisp joining us on the show, part of that imposing Collingwood lineup that's found its best last week. That's it, Keith. We're going to hand the reins over to the
Thank
gurus
Australia
and the MCG, of course, the bosses. We've just done our bit.
Yeah.
You've done a lot for Australia over the journey. You continue to give. It's remarkable. AFL Nation pregame show for Beaumont Tiles. Beaumont's have everyday low price tiles from just $19.95. It's been a pleasure to be with you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, and lest we forget.
Enjoy the footy.
You're listening to AFL Nation for 4 and 20 Pies, Australia's original fan food, and Tyre Power. Power up sale now on.